A little sad story. Gansha complained to his followers one day, "Other masters are always carrying on about the necessity of saving everyone. But suppose if you meet up with someone who is deaf, dumb, and blind. He couldn't see your gestures, hear your preaching, understand your teaching. Or for that matter, he couldn't even ask any questions. Unable to save him, being a master, you have proved yourself worthless Buddhist." Very troubled by these words, one of Gansha's disciples went to consult the master Umun, who, like Gansha, was a disciple of Seppu. "Bow, please," said Umun. The monk, thought taken by surprise, obeyed the master's command. Then he straightened up in expectation of having his question answered. But instead of an answer, he got the staff trusted him. He leapt back. "Well," said the master, "you are not blind. No, come closer, approach me." The monk did as he was said. "Good," said the master, "you are not deaf either. Understand this? Do you understand?" "Understand what, master?" said the monk. "Ah, you are not dumb either," said the master. On hearing these words, the monk awoke as from a deep, deep sleep. God, is it hard to wake up people from their deep sleep? It's always been like that. Because it's comfy to be asleep. It's some other energy, some other awareness, some other longing. Something has to be ignited that I want to get out of my sleep. How can you wake up if you protect your sleep? Impossible. That is the longing that Rumi talks about. That is the intensity of the seeker, of the commitment, of the right direction, of being 100%. Don't be lukewarm. Don't just go around playing around. Of course, it's always beautiful around the master, but you lose your opportunity to wake up. Master Gansha complained to his followers, his disciple one day, "Other masters are always carrying on about the necessity of saving everyone. But suppose you meet up with someone who is deaf, dumb, and blind." This is how the Zen master is playing, because everybody is deaf, dumb, and blind when they first come. How to get out of that? Deaf, dumb, and blind means that you are identified with a separate reality of a personality which is not real, which is the whole condition, is the whole past that has to go. And that is difficult because that's all you know. And if some other kind of awareness or the heart or consciousness is not ignited through the master, through your longing, it is not possible. So this rascal master Gansha, he's saying that other people, other master are always carrying on talking about the necessity of saving everyone. That's what the master should do, he should save people, he should wake people up. But suppose you meet up with someone who's deaf, dumb and blind. What you do then? That is the patience of the master. You are deaf, dumb and blind, and still he takes on the challenge. Let's see what we can do. Huh? And depending on the creativity of the master, to sit, can you imagine just sitting in Sazen, 20 years, just asking yourself, who's blind? That's what I create some fun, I try travel, we have on the praia, we have the montaña, we have mountains, we have beach, we go to Thailand, we go to India, we go to Himalaya. Okay, let's have, but don't forget what we are here for. It's easy to forget. And you can fall asleep around here also. Because I'm not going after, I'm not telling you. Why should I disturb your sleep if that's what you want? It's a free world. Totally fine. If you don't want to wake up, if you don't want to look at your fears, if you don't want to open your heart, okay. Why? What does that to do with me? Live your life. But I'm here to help you if you want to wake up. But if you want to wake up, if you want to be happy, if you want to be silent, if you want to live a life in freedom, you will have to leave your tendencies, your darkness, your lies, your projections, your jealousies, your comparisons. All this has to be left behind. You cannot have both. The master is supposed to save people, but suppose you meet up with someone who is deaf, dumb and blind. He couldn't see anything you did because they say the master gestures is enough in itself. They have people like that. They are so sensitive and they see so much, there's so much clarity in their eyes that just seeing something the master does in his awareness, you wake up. Wow, look at that, the way he moves. But if you are blind, how can you see? You cannot see what the master is doing. And you cannot hear the preaching because you are deaf. Or for that matter, you cannot ask any questions. You are unable to save him. And you've proven yourself a worthless Buddhist, a master. Very troubled by these words, one of his disciples went to consult another master, his friend, Ummon, who, like Gansha, was a disciple of Seppo. He doesn't know that these people are in the same family. They come from the same master. "Bow, please," said the master. The monk, though taken by surprise, obeyed the master's command, then straightened up in an expectation of having his answer answered. No, his question answered. But instead of an answer, suddenly he got the master's big staff thrust at him. He jumped backward. "Well," said the master, "you are not blind. Now come closer." The monk did as he was told. "Good," said the master. "You are not deaf either. Do you understand that?" "Understand what, sir? What, master?" said the monk. "Ah, you are not dumb either," said Ammon. On hearing this word, the monk awoke as from a deep sleep. So easy is to get him in the moment with the master. Then a different energy takes over. You start falling in tune. That's why they say it's the easiest way. In Tibet, they call it Guru Yoga. You fall in tune with the Guru and you remember. You wake up. Just so easy. Now the master tricked him into his energy, which is awareness. Then the disciple had an insight. Wow. And that is great realization. I'm not blind. I'm not deaf. I'm not dumb. I'm awake. Remember, you are awake. Accept it. Be happy. Thank you.